呢个时候是读经的时间，我们今天读经经文来自罗马书第八章十四到第二十二节，我们会先用广东话，然后用英文一起读出。
Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 22. We will read together in Cantonese first, then we will read together in English.
是罗马书第八章十四到第二十二节，因为凡有上帝的圣灵引导的人，都是上帝的儿女。你们接受的圣灵不是使你们做奴隶，仍旧害怕，而是使你们做儿子，可以称上帝为阿爸父亲。圣灵亲自与我们的心一同见证，我们是上帝的儿女。既然我们是儿女，就是继承人，是上帝的后嗣，并且与基督同作后嗣。所以如果现在我们和基督一同受苦，将来也必和他一同得荣耀。我认为现在所受的痛苦与将来要显给我们的荣耀相比，简直微不足道。受造之物正热切等候上帝众子的显现，因为受造之物住在虚空之下，并非出于情愿，而是出于上帝的旨意。不过受造之物仍然盼望脱离衰亡之律的奴役，享受上帝儿女荣耀的自由。我们知道一切受造之物至今都在渗入，如同经历分娩之痛。
Please join me in reading the scripture reading. Verse 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirits joined with our spirits to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we will also share his suffering. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time.
田牧师会今日带全港神的信息，他讲到的题目是如何面对苦痛。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is Resources for Handling Suffering.
我们低头祈祷。Father, we know there's a lot going on that's of concern in our world.
今日在我们的世界有很多的问题。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us now as we be attentive to your word.
让我们今日去真是对你的话语去小心。
There's much comfort there, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can administer your word to us today.
我都求你嘅圣灵嘅说话对我哋说话，让我哋都能够明白，亦都使到我哋得益处。
Even though there was a clock change and might have less sleep, we pray that you would help us now to pay heed to your word.
让虽然我哋今日转咗教咗钟少咗个钟头嘅休息求主都去帮助我们明白你的话语。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, most of what I'll be saying today is from a Tim Keller sermon found on this passage of Romans chapter
8.
And what I'd like to start our time with is a question for you. What distinguished the early church, the early Christians, from those that were living around them?
早期这个基督徒和他们身边的人有什么不同呢?
Well, one of the big differences, as the scriptures tell us, as this text tells us, is that the first Christians handled suffering.
就是说他怎么去看这个苦难和这个苦痛呢?
And it surprised the Greeks and the Romans as they were curious about how the Christians dealt with the suffering that came their way.
在这个希腊罗马时代的人,他对于基督徒面对这个苦难的方法,他们很好奇。
And I have this on the slide for you, on slide 2. Christianity brought into the world a particular worldview on how to handle suffering that the world had never seen before.
在这个slide里面告诉我,基督教带来这个世界上一个全新面对死亡的态度。
Now, many of you have heard many sermons on Romans chapter 8.
可能你都听过很多关于罗马书第八章讲到苦难这个问题。
Because it's a very famous, familiar passage that talks about the benefits for God's people from God's rescue plan, his salvation plan.
很多人都听过神对这个信徒去拯救的方法。
And Romans 8 refers to the redemption, the restoration of the world and ourselves. But what we usually overlook as we, anytime we look at a familiar passage, is the prominence of suffering found in Romans chapter
8.
And I'd like to point your attention in particular to verse 22.
我想你特别去看到第22节。
And it says there, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
第20节他说,我们知道这一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦,直到如今。
That's from the New Living Translation, which is more of a it's a good translation, but more of a common English translation.
刚才读到的是一个现代人能够明白的版本。
As you can see, as on slide 2, now the word groaning here is the word of emphasis or the strong word in the passage.
在这个呻吟这个字在希腊的原文是一个很重的一个字。
And to get the understanding of the passage, you need to know what that Greek word that's translated groaning, what it actually refers to.
在这个希腊的原文,讲到一个是一个很重的一个字。
And it's a very strong word. It's the cry of someone facing death, the groaning.
是一个就来面对死亡的人所发出的那一种的呻吟。
You know, it's often used in Greek literature to talk about the groanings of soldiers, of men dying on the battlefield after a battle.
在一个战场上面,一个士兵,他就来面对死亡,发出的那一种的呻吟。
I don't know if you've seen a lot of Hollywood movies depicting war battle scenes, but they're horrific, right?
或者你看过荷里活很多的影片,看到这个士兵,他在战场上面所面对的那一个痛苦。
Or maybe you've seen documentaries of the past wars, or even today with the conflict in Ukraine of dead bodies or people ready to die after being wounded on the battlefield.
或者你今天看到在乌克兰这个地方,他在这个战场上面那些士兵,那种的痛苦,被这个杀戮。
And if you ever talk to someone who had experienced war on the front lines, they will tell you that it's a life-changing experience.
或者你曾经同一个退伍嘅军人讲过佢哋打仗嘅情况嘅时候，对于每一个人嚟讲都系一个改变一生嘅经历。
And one of the most awful images that are sketched into their brains
系一个嘅佢哋一生喺脑海里边盘旋嘅一个图画。
Are the groanings of the soldiers that are dying after a battle.
是一个士兵在战场上面的呻吟。
They're just lying there. And the medics have determined they can't do anything about it. They're going to die.
而最痛苦的就是他们面对这个死亡而完全没有这个方法去改变。
Do you see that picture? Do you feel that agony?
你看不看到这个图画，你感不感受到那种的痛苦呢？
That's the word, groan, that the Apostle Paul uses here in our text, Romans 8, verse 22.
这里就是22节所讲到的叹息和呻吟。
It's a cry out because death, which is not supposed to be, is near.
因为不应该本来有死亡，但是当死亡来到的时候所面对的一个的痛苦。
Now that word groan is a little bit masked in a way because we tend to read everything with our cultural lenses, you know, our cultural influences.
但很多时候当我们看每一样东西的时候，我们带着一个不同文化的眼镜，一个眼光去看每一件事。
You know, you don't have to be a reader to know we are tainted, right, when we read things.From our own historical filters.
亦都是从我们个人的背景，我们的生活的经历去看不同的事物。
And one of those cultural and historical figures that we, in particular in the Western world, have as we read a text like this is that we think of childbirth, you know, we don't think anything much of it, right? Childbirth and mom and a baby.
咁好多时候我睇到分娩的时候，我们可能不是很着意。因为他明白这个字解什么。
But you don't have to look far back to realize that wasn't always so.
但可能其实不是都是这样的。
Yes, the modern age has made childbirth safer, but it was not always that way.
但不是说一定要是这样。
In fact, in previous generations, even in America, women who gave birth facedDeath. They faced death. That was common.
很多时候在上一代的人分娩好像是在这个鬼门关去走一个圈一样。
Even today, in third world nations, it's not a straightforward thing to give birth. You are risking your life.
就算到今日分娩都可以有很多的危险。
And those...are the groans that the Apostle Paul is referring to.
咁呢个就系呢一样嘢，就系保罗喺呢段经文所指向到嘅。
I hope you see that because you need to understand that to understand the text.
咁我希望你去明白，当你睇呢段经文嘅时候，明白到呢一点。
The Apostle Paul is not just saying that labor pains were agonizing. He's saying death is near.
他不是只是说分娩是一个痛楚，而他讲到就说死亡是即将临近。
Now notice as I have on slide 3, the Apostle Paul doesn't stop at our groaning.
在这个下一个 slide 我看到保罗说到不单止是我个人在这呻吟，在这叹息。
You see what he adds? He says the whole creation, the whole world has been groaning.
他说到一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦。
Well, obviously you could put two and two together, right? We are part of the creation, so we groan too, right?
既然我们都是受造的其中一个的时候，就说我们也都在这里叹息。
And it's very intriguing how the Apostle Paul is weaving this in Romans 8.
也都是在另一节经文也都是这样说。
He's saying nature, the world is groaning because, as in verse 21, it's subjected to decay.
因为这个世界都慢慢在这里、啊、腐败的时候，我都需所以我们因为这样的缘故都会叹息。
But then he gives us a sliver of hope, verse 21, right? Also, he says there, someday creation will be liberated from the bondage to decay.
咁佢喺另一节嘅经文喺第一节都讲到话啊，将来啊亦都会有呢件事去发生。
You see Paul's wording in verse 21, it will be brought into the freedom, the glory of the children of God.
我哋将来会从呢一切嘅腐败去离开啊，因为神嘅儿女得到呢个释放，唔再受到限制。
Children of God is an analogy in the scriptures used by God, by the human authors of scripture as believers.
咁神嘅儿女嘅意思，即系话嗰啲信徒。
And someday God is going to renew the world. He will reverse the decay.
佢话有一日呢一啲嘅腐败会停止，一切得到更新。
Now, what Paul is recapitulating here in many ways is the view of the world in, from the book of Genesis.
咁喺呢个嘅创世记亦都咁讲过。
And God originally did not create the world to have death in it, or suffering, or pain, or agony.
咁神本来创造天地系唔系有呢个死亡，唔系有呢个嘅腐败。
That wasn't God's original design for things.
呢个唔系神本来嘅计划。
But the world is filled with those things. You know that as a fellow human being, right? It's filled with those things because we've turned away from God.
因为我哋转向神嘅时候嘅原因，所以我哋今日依然要面对呢一切。
Yet as verse 21 says, someday God is going to renew the world and put it in a way that it's supposed to be.
佢话神有一日会更新一切。
And now that immediate showing that shows us right here that there's a uniqueness for the Christian in understanding things in particular suffering.
佢话我哋需要明白到呢个苦难、苦痛呢一样嘢。
And that understanding, as was introduced in the first century by the early church, was unheard of prior to Jesus coming and dying and rising from the dead.
咁但系讲到耶稣嚟到去死而复活，去承受苦难呢一样嘢，对于初期教会第一世纪嘅人嚟讲，系完全冇听过嘅。
For instance, what did the Eastern world believe before this Christian understanding of suffering?
咁呢个东方嘅世界点样睇苦难呢一样嘢咧
？You might know better than I. Suffering, as many in the Eastern world think, like Buddhists, is really an illusion.
咁对于呢个佛祖嚟讲，或者佛教徒，苦难只系一个嘅错觉。
And according to the Eastern world, according to the Buddhist, that view says, look, you know, when someone dies, you feel the agony of loss, but actually, you haven't lost anything.
咁譬如话，好似对于一个佛教徒嚟讲，啊，佢睇死亡，啊，对于好多人嚟讲，死亡好似系失去咗一样嘢。但是从一个远的角度来看，其实这件事是没有不见到。
Right, if you talk to a Buddhist today, they'll say this, if you were enlightened, if you were enlightened enough, you'll see that everything is one.
如果你真的有这个智慧的时候，其实万物都是还是在这个一体里面，只是去了不同的地方。
So when someone dies,
当一个人死了,
you just become part of the universe and everything else, and it's just in a different way.
咁其实死亡只系讲一个人啊离开咗呢个嘅世界吓，但系入到去呢个宇宙里边，咁我哋大家都同喺一个宇宙嘅入边，其实根本系冇走到。
If you were enlightened, said the Buddhist, you saw that there was really no loss.
咁如果你从呢个佛家嘅角度嚟讲吓，其实根本冇一样嘢系唔见咗，冇一样嘢系走咗。
The Buddhist says no one can ever lose anything.
他说所以对于佛教徒来讲根本你从来都没有失去过任何东西。
That's so because all is one if you are enlightened.
他说如果你有智慧的时候你会看到其实只是从一个空间进入到另一个空间里面。
Do you see the contrast to what the Christian understanding of the world is and of suffering?
那你看不看到基督徒基督教 同佛家睇嘅系几唔同呢？
It's really quite different than what the Eastern world thought.
都系同呢个东方嘅世界所教嘅系好唔同。
But not only were the Buddhists influential, but think of the karmic religions.
咁另一方面，唔单止佛家吓，亦都咧啊，当时有一种吓一个一啲嘅派别系好讲究积德呢一样嘢。
Right, also from the Eastern world, right? Religions like that believe in karma.
咁我相信积德。
And what karma says is you have a number of lives.
话人有好多条命。
And if you're suffering right now in this life, don't tell me this is unfair, says the karma.
佢话如果你今世你好多苦难嘅时候，你唔需要去埋怨。
Because whatever it was is because you did something in the past and you're suffering for it now.
你呢世人点解咁多苦难呢？因为你前世做得唔好啦。
And of course, for the karma, that means there's no one just suffering.
所以你嘅苦难呢，唔系话你就系咁简单，系你今世嘅苦难。
The karmic religions say everything's working out exactly the way it's supposed to be.
佢话其实每一样嘢呢，都系会发生噶啦。
It's perfectly natural. There's no injustices.
所以吓，即系每个人喺呢喺诶，佢每一世里边啊，会有呢个嘅苦难吓，系好正常、好公平嘅。
There's no disproportion. There's nothing at all, says the karmic religions.
咁所以咧吓，呢一啲嘢啊，根本唔系啲咩嘢嚟。
So you have the Buddhists and you have the karmic religions that influenced the world back in the early church days.
咁喺早期教会嘅时候，你有呢个佛家睇法，亦都有啲人讲究积德。
And by the way, they are influential today too.
对于今日好多人嚟讲，都系非常之重要。
Especially in a place like where we live in a pluralistic society.
尤其今日喺我哋一个多元化、多神教嘅教会里嘅嘅世界里边。
But that was not only the understanding as the Christian understanding of.Suffering came to be.
咁唔单止系基督教会系咁样睇。
In Paul's time, the Greeks and the Romans, especially the philosophers, had a Stoic view of suffering.
咁但系亦都有当时喺希腊同埋罗马时代，亦都有一派别叫坚忍派。
And of course, many of you who have attended school, especially in the Western world, you know that Stoicism is taught right in the history books, right?
可能你喺读书嘅时候都读过
，right? The word Stoicism comes from one of the most influential of the ancient Greek philosophical schools, the Stoics.
咁呢个坚忍派系嚟自呢个希腊同埋罗马嘅一个嘅就好出名嘅哲学家。
And their understanding of something was you grin and bear it.
佢话你去忍
，no groaning. Don't you dare groan.
你要系好喺内心里面去忍。忍到个地步吓，你唔会出声，你唔会呻吟，你唔会叹息。
Right, the Stoic says you don't cry, you don't scream during suffering.
你喺痛苦嘅时候，你唔会尖叫，你唔会哀哭。
You're very level, you're controlled.
你喺你自己个人嘅情绪上边你系好控制自己。
And the Greeks did that to show that they had nobility. They had this kind of elevated thought.
咁当你能够咁样做嘅时候，即系你去到一个更加高嘅境界。
You see, the Greeks were contemplating philosophically what life is about.
咁呢个就系希腊人佢哋喺哲学上对人生嘅睇法。
And when their thinking came to the conclusion that bad stuff just happens.
佢话唔好嘅事当然系会发生啦。
And the average person should just accept that fact.
佢话你接受呢个现实啦。
And when those bad things happen to you, you control yourself.
咁但系当唔好嘅事发生嘅时候，你就要死忍落去。
Because emotional self-control was necessary to pay tribute to the Greek way, the Greek culture.
呢个就系希腊文化嘅一个特色。
And so the Stoics said, "This suffering is an opportunity for you to show that you will not let it get to you."
咁其实话有苦难嘅时候，又俾到呢个。机会去俾人睇到你能够忍得有几多咧
？Again, as we compare and contrast, do you see the difference?
你睇唔睇到有咩唔同咧
？The Stoic on the one hand says, "Don't cry, don't groan."
一方面你睇到人话唔好去哀哭，唔好去尖叫。
Yet the early church, as they showed the world, Christianity was radically different than all of these worldviews that were around.
但另一方面,早期的教会的人叫人家,他说你去叹息,你去呻吟。
And as you see on slide 4, Christianity says suffering is real.
对于基督徒来说,他们说痛苦是真的。
Again, totally contrary to what the Buddhists believe.
跟这个佛教讲法是相反。
And Christianity also said the world's broken. Injustices are common.
基督教也都讲到说这个世界是破碎,公义,不公义,是很正常,很平常一件事。
That's because the world is not working the way it should be working.
因为这个世界不再是本来这样。
You remember Job's friends in the book of Job?
你记得在这个约伯记里面,约伯的朋友。
You know, in a way, Job's friends were acting like people who were into karmic religion.
你看看,其实约伯的朋友就好像有些积德派的人。
Again, you could read about it in the book of Job, what Job's friends' viewpoints were.
他的朋友的看法是,
their approach to suffering, which is recorded for us in Job, they said this, if you live a good life, you have a good life.
如果你过一个好的生活的时候,你的人生就会是好的。
Job's friend said, if you had a bad life, you live a bad life.
如果你过一个不好的生活的时候,你的人生就会是坏的。
And thankfully, the whole book of Job refutes that.
但约伯记里面讲的就说,这种看法是错的。
Because the truth of the matter is, the world is broken. It's broken right now. You know that.
但其实圣经讲得很清楚,这个世界是破碎的。
Things don't work the way they're supposed to.
世界不再是本来这样去循序渐进。
That's why there's war. That's why there are problems. That's why there's a pandemic.
为什么会有战争,会有这个苦难? 为什么会有这个病毒?
Because things fall apart.
一切是受到伤害。
And there's much anarchy and lawlessness running rampant in every corner of the world.
所以这个世界好像进入一个无政府的状态,一直都是这么混乱。
And suffering is often just tragic and unjust.
所以这些苦难只是一个悲剧,一个不公义。
You know that, just turn on the news, right? Look at the refugees, look at what's happening. Their lives are turned upside down.
你看到,如果打开电视机,看到一些难民,看到他的情况,你就会见到了。
And as slide 5 will show you, Christianity says, don't be a stoic, that's not helpful.
基督教也都说,这个坚忍派是帮不了你的。
Because you're a human being, and you're made in the image of God.
基督教说,我们是人,我们是按神的形象而去做的。
And a human thing to do when you suffer is to groan, to cry when you suffer.
圣经说,当人是受苦的时候,很自然会呻吟,会叹息。
You can't miss that as you open up the Psalms. There's lament psalm after lament psalm after lament psalm.
如果你看下这个诗篇,看完一篇又一篇的时候,你看到诗人在叹息,在痛苦。
And people in the first century inquired about Christianity because the way Christians handled suffering.
很多时候第一世纪的人为什么会去寻找这个基督教,他就看到基督教教人们怎么将他们的痛苦去排遣出去。
Because Christianity gave people relief to be truly human.
因为基督教教人怎么样找到这个解决的方法,怎么样可以去将他们的人性去找回来。
Because you and I know as fellow human beings, right? Suffering's real. It's tragic.
我们知道这个苦痛是很悲剧性。
And it's wrong. And it's something we ought to cry out against, right?
有很多的痛苦,有很多的困难,有很多的错误。
And the realism of that was pretty remarkable to people during the time of the early Christian church.
是当时早期教会的人,他们见到的东西。
And it ought to be a draw today as the world looks at Christians and how they handle suffering.
就正如今日嘅人，当佢见到基督徒嘅时候，见到基督徒点样去面对呢个苦难嘅时候，可以从中去吸引一啲未信嘅人去相信基督教。
And so, the obvious question, next question is how. That's slide six. How do you handle suffering?
咁我哋应该点样样去面对呢个苦难呢？
Three unique resources found in Romans 8 that Christianity gives to people who are suffering.
咁喺呢个罗马书第八章里边，俾到三样嘅嘢我哋。
But we only have time to look at one today, and it's found in verses 14 to 17.
咁我今日只会睇第一个，就喺呢个第十四节到第十七节。
And it's pretty obvious that early Christians were praying to the Father, God the Father. They were praying to God the Father when they suffered.
咁好简单就话，当佢哋苦难嘅时候，去向父神去祈祷。
Verse 16, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
第16节佢话圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And the first part of 17, and if we're children, we are heirs of God.
他说正是儿女便是后世又是神的后世。
And verses 14 and 15 right before that talks about the fact that when you become a Christian, God becomes your heavenly father.
当你做了基督徒的时候，天父神就成为了你的父。
You see, you don't just have any ordinary relationship with God now as a Christian.
他说如果当你今天成为做了基督徒的时候，你跟神有了更加深入的关系。
No matter how disjointed or maybe perhaps your relationship with your earthly father was not too good, no matter, despite that, you have a relationship, a special relationship right now with a perfect heavenly father.
就算你在世上面，你跟你自己的父亲关系不是很好的时候，但是你有这个天上的父亲去弥补这一切。
And just a verse or two earlier, in this very same chapter, Romans 8,Paul says that the Spirit of God gives you, the believer, a new relationship with God.
咁亦都喺之前嗰几节佢讲到话，当你系信靠神嘅时候，神俾到你同佢一个新嘅关系。
And that comes out in the text that we read.
就跟住就系我哋所睇嘅嗰段嘅经文。
When we believe in Jesus the Christ, God becomes our Father, and we cry out, "What? Abba."
咁当我哋同神建立关系嘅时候我哋嘅心就教我哋呼叫神叫阿爸父。
And Abba is an affectionate term between a child and their loving father.
咁我哋讲好似讲到一个小孩子同一个父亲嘅关系。
Christians cry out Abba to God the Father.
基督徒叫父神叫阿爸父。
And when you become a Christian, God becomes your perfect heavenly father.
当你做基督徒的时候，神变成你一个完全的父亲。
Now we don't often see the, when we read Romans 8, we don't see normally that Paul brings the fact that God is our father in close connection with suffering.
咁可能你亦都会睇到跟这个痛苦有这个的关系。
Why is that important to know?
点解要好重要知道做父亲同呢个痛苦嘅关系呢
？Well, as you see on slide 7, most people don't have a real good grasp of what it means for you, the believer, to have a relationship with God as your heavenly Father.
因为好多时好多人都去唔明白神作为你嘅父亲同你一切有咩关系？
And you know what? Even people who go to church, they don't grasp this accurately.
就算一啲去教会嘅人都未必去明白呢一样嘢。
And you know what we usually think? And this is our functional mode. God is really our boss. We think God's our boss, not our father.
好多时候人睇呢个神好似系自己嘅老板一样。
And we all pray, right? Our father, in heaven, hallowed be your name, right? We say that, right?
你说愿神的名去为圣。
And people pray that, and they say, and you say, well, I believe God is my heavenly father.
很多时候说，究竟神是我的天父，对我们究竟是有什么意义呢？
But functionally, as you go through your daily life, you know what it's like? You think God is your boss. That's how you're acting.
虽然或者你在教会里面，可能在口里面去这样讲，但在实际的情况里面，可能你都会看神同你的关系，好像是同一个老板的关系。
Most likely you're relating to God like you relate to your boss at work.
好像你和神之间的关系，又像是和你上班的老板的关系一样。
Right? You know how that works. You do things for your boss at work because you do your job.
你帮你老板做一些事，你老板会帮你做一些事。
And the boss or the employer gives you wages and benefits in exchange for your expertise and your labor.
那么老板需要的是需要你的一些专业的知识。
And you might have a cordial relationship with your boss, and that might be very good.
那如果你和你老板的关系很好的时候，那就好了。
And he or she might be a nice person, friendly.
可能他都是一个好的人。
But the relationship is not like your father, right? It's a grasping relationship.
但是你和你老板的关系始终和你的父亲的关系会不同。
Because I'm in it. Because you do something for me, I do something for you.
因为始终你和老板的关系都是说，我帮你做一些事，你会帮我做一些事。
And if that's the real operating principle of your relationship with God, your heavenly Father, then when suffering comes, it's not going to help you.
如果这个是你和神之间的关系的时候，在实际的情况，当你面对苦难的时候，就没什么帮助了。
That kind of relationship is not going to comfort you when suffering comes your way.
当苦难来到的时候，帮不到你。
In fact, it will be a detriment. It will be a detriment to you.
可能对你来说，反而是一个负累，可能是一个失望。
You'll spiral down.
你觉得好像被人打中了。
And why is that the case?
为什么会这样呢?
It's because you'll be thinking that you're a good employee, that you've done your work, that you deserve a raise, you deserve the benefits.
因为你觉得，我平时做得很好，我做了很多事，那是不是这些事是应得的呢?
Because I'm doing my duty. I'm here. I'm the employee of the year.
他说，我今年做得很好，上一年我是最成功的，我是不是应该有这一切呢?
I'm doing my job, so where's my remuneration?
既然我去做了这些事，做得这么好的时候，我应该得到一些什么回报呢?
And you'll say, you're a pretty decent person, you're a pretty moral and upright.
我是一个挺好的人，在道德上我都很好。
And then you'll demand from God, where are my wages? Where are my benefits?
可能你会跟神说，究竟我的工价在哪里呢?
And why are you, God, my boss, treating me the way I should be treated, the way that these bad things are happening to me?
既然是这样的时候， 神啊，为什么你会这样对我呢?
And your relationship with God will infuriate you, and you're suffering as you have your relationship. You think the relationship with God is your boss will bring you down.
如果你这样去看的时候，在神和你的关系，是老板和你的雇员的时候，当苦难来的时候，你就会很失望了。
That's a functional relationship that you haven't grasped that God is not your boss, is your heavenly father.
就在这个在实际生活上面，你不明白到神不是你的雇主，而是你的父亲。
Because if you believe that God is your father who's perfect, you don't functionally relate to him like your boss.
如果你清楚真的明白神是你的天父的时候，你就不会看他是你的雇主。
Let me show you by way of illustration. How does a father respond? A loving father, a good father. How does a good father respond when their little child suffers?
如果一个真正是一个好的父亲，见到自己的儿女去受苦的时候，他们会怎么做呢?
A loving father responds to a baby or a little child when they groan in pain or crying, they're concerned. They want to do something about it.
痛苦或者喊的时候, 他会很担心,
they want to get to the bottom of what's wrong. Why is my child hurting?
他想发现为什么小孩是受伤呢?
It doesn't matter if the child was disobedient that day.
他不会介意那天小孩乖还是不乖?
A good father will be concerned, will do something. Will do something for a hurting child.
那个父亲会依然都是想去为个儿女去做一些事去关心他。
And God is your perfect heavenly father.
而神是一个完美的天父。
And that truth should bring comfort and peace even during your suffering.
那在我们痛苦的时候, 神想将这个平安,将这个安慰带给他的儿女。
And it's often quite humbling and chastening, right? Mortifying to us when we grasp that.
当我们去明白这件事的时候, 对于我来说是一件很大的安慰。
Because as you'll see on slide 8, children can't always comprehend what their father's doing. Especially little children, they can't comprehend what the parent is doing.
孩童,尤其是很小的孩童,未必能够明白父亲在做什么。
Because if you're a good father, you're going to always constantly say, don't put that in your mouth, you're going to hurt yourself.
他说,不要放进口,因为你可能会弄到你。
And he's going to say to the little child, right, who's playing with something near the electrical outlet, don't put your finger there.
当你见到小孩把手在电制的时候,你叫他, 不要放手那么近。
And a good, loving father is going to say, you can't eat that cookie before, right before dinner.
你要在吃饭之前, 不要去吃其他的东西。
And the good father is going to say, yes, it is bedtime. You got to go to sleep because it's good for you.
他说你, 差不多夜了, 你应该是时候去睡觉了。
And how does usually the child react when the parent says, no, no, no?
当你对个小孩说no的时候, 他会有什么反应呢?
Of course they're not happy, right?
儿女会不开心,
and they might cry. 可能会哭, and they might make a fuss.
可能会专门在这里, 更加扭计,
and they're really small, they might even scream.
可能会甚至会尖叫,
and parents know that.
我们知道,
but in the end, you know what the little child, after the dust settles, they trust their good father.
但是当尘埃落定之后, 小孩最后明白, 会去信任他们的父母。
Because they know, deep down, they know they can trust their good heavenly father.
因为去到尾,
and if it's really true that God is not our boss, but our father, then it's not surprising that very often things happen in our life that we can't understand, we can't comprehend.
可能在暂时之间我们不明白,
that's just the way things work, right?
但很多时候就是这样。
If he's our father, he loves us. He's proven that no matter what, right?
无论怎样情况都好, 他是我们的父亲, 我们可以信得过他。
Despite your hurt, you can trust God.
纵然你受到伤害, 但你都可以依然去信靠神。
And you know that if you've cultivated your relationship with him as your heavenly father.
亦都是当你慢慢去培植,去培养你和神之间的关系。
And one of the resources is you pray. You pray to him. You pray to him often. You pray to him regularly.
其中一个帮助的方法就是向神祈祷。
That's a way you get in a way of his grace, right?
这个就是那个方法。
That's one of the resources that Paul brings out in Romans 8, verses 14 to 17.
就是保罗在罗马书第8章14到17节想去提醒我们的。
Notice in those verses too that the Holy Spirit helps you too in praying to the Father. Think about God as Father, remembering that you're just a child of God, right? That's what the text says. You're a child of God. That means you can relax, realizing the truth. And we human beings don't know why difficult things happen. Why? And the apostle says to think about the future glory that you'll be given. But Paul doesn't stop there, right? You have to apply these techniques like praying regularly to your Heavenly Father. You have to apply it into your life. You have to cultivate that relationship, right? It's just like a human relationship with your Father, right? Remember, as you put these techniques into practice, this important teaching that Paul's spelling out in verse
17,
you have to first remember prior to that, before looking at the glory and assessing your situation, what Paul says in verse 17, the latter part of 17. Do you see it? It says there, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. You see, none of these techniques, like praying to God the Father, is activated unless you understand that you share in Jesus' suffering and glory. The Christian life is not an easy life. There's a cross to bear as you follow Jesus. There's a denying of self and putting off the old person, the sinful nature, putting on righteousness, holiness, and truth.
好像是说将我们一个旧我去放低，去否定自己一些思想，一些需要。
And you will suffer for that. The world will not like it.
这个世界不会喜欢你这样做，你也都是因为这样的缘故，你会受苦。
And Jesus Christ plunged himself into our sufferings.
那就是神去进入到我们的痛苦里面。
He brought himself into our sufferings so that he can bring us into his glory.
神去拿走我们的痛苦，好使到有一天我们与他一起得荣耀。
You see, Jesus didn't have to incarnate.
神不需要一定要道成肉身。
He didn't have to come into this fallen world to rescue, restore, and redeem. He didn't have to do that.
神不需要去来到这个世界去救赎我们。
He doesn't have to go to a cursed cross in your place.
神不需要为我们去钉上十架，或者进入这个坟墓。
He doesn't have to take on the holy, just wrath of God to pay for your sin penalty.
他亦都不需要背起你和我，神对我们的这个愤怒。
I have this on slide 9. The latter part of Romans 8, which we weren't able to read today, but in verses 26 and 27, it says that when we suffer, and you see it on slide 9, the Holy Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness.
他在26节说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
And verse 26 goes on and says, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans.
他说我们本来不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
You know, if you look up 10 commentaries on verse 26, they're going to give you 10 different explanations.
如果你看这个释经书, 不同的释经书有不同的讲法。
Because none of those scholars seem to understand what verse 26, especially through wordless groans, means.
咁唔同嘅釋經家對廿六節有唔同嘅睇法。
But what's interesting, if you look at all the commentaries, what's interesting is a lot of the commentaries say it looks like, perhaps, it looks like the Spirit of God is groaning.
他講到話,聖靈係為我哋去嘆息。
Because that's what the text literally says. The Spirit of God is groaning.
在这个经文里面,它的字面上,它说只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息。
And you know what commentators say, because they want to be careful? The commentators say it must mean that the Spirit of God is helping you in your groaning.
它说是帮助我们。
Right? Like the Spirit is a comforter, supporting, helping, encouraging you.
咁呢个圣灵去帮助我哋，去安慰我哋。
Because the commentators are very careful people. They don't want to have you mistakenly think that, you know, if it's the Spirit of God that has groaning here, you know, what does that mean, right? How can the Spirit of God be groaning?
咁呢个释经家佢哋好小心去面对一个问题，就话圣灵点样样去叹息咧？
Because remember, what does that word groan mean in the scriptures? It's not like your average English word, right? The groan is a cry of someone facing death, right?
咁因为叹息呢个字嘅原文嘅意思就话，当你面对死亡嘅时候，嗰一种就叫叹息。
And so the scholars, the commentators conclude that it doesn't seem appropriate.
咁好似咧唔系好啱啦。
That the Spirit of God would know how to groan like that, right?
佢话神嘅圣灵点会系咁样样叹息咧？
Unless,
除非,
you consider the Holy Trinity.
除非你想到说这个三位一体的神,
because the Holy Trinity tells us Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons in one.
除非想到说圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位一体。
And as you'll see on slide 10, and as you often hear around here, it's Jesus, God the Son, right? The second person of the Holy Trinity cries out on the cross as the Gospels tell us, my God, why have you forsaken me?
除非你想到就说，当这个耶稣基督在这个十字架上面，他向神呼叫，我的主，我的神，你为何离弃我？
And as many of you know, Jesus is quoting Psalm 22:1.
是诗篇第22篇第一节。
And do you know what the rest of Psalm 22:1 says?
在这个诗篇第22篇在第一节之后讲些什么呢?
What does Psalm 22:1 say after my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What does it say?
在这一节之后讲些什么呢?
Why, God, are you so far from saving me? Why? This is God the Son saying this, Jesus. Why are you so far from the words of my groanings?
他讲到就是说，耶稣基督，为什么你和我的叹息，我的困难是离得这么远呢？
God the Son, he's groaning too.
神的儿子在这个十字架上的叹息。
As he faces death for you.
他为了你和我在十字架上面。
And just in case we don't believe that, in Mark 7, Jesus is healing the deaf mute there. And it says there that when he puts his hands on the deaf mute to heal him, he looks to heaven and he sighs. You know what that word is that's translated sigh? It's the word groan.
在这个马可福音的第七章，耶稣基督去医治一个又盲又哑的人。当他去医治他的时候，圣经用了叹息这个字，叹息就是同样我们今天所讲叹息的这个字。
Jesus Christ became vulnerable for you.
因为神去为到你嘅缘故，喺神嘅面前，佢变成软弱。
He pushes himself into your groaning.
佢将佢自己去拥入啊，我哋嘅叹息，我哋嘅困难里边。
And it's only when you remember that that you're saved because of his suffering that will cause you to tap into the resources.Like praying to handle suffering.
当你去今日去记得去为到呢个痛苦为到困难去祈祷嘅时候，去谂到神自己成为咗我哋嘅困难，我哋嘅软弱。
Because prayer won't be a priority to you unless you grasp that.
除非你去明白呢个道理嘅时候，因为祈祷对你系唔重要。
You're praying.To your heavenly Father.
当你祈祷，你系向天父去祈祷。
You know, if I'm feeling someone has let me down, I suffer, right? As a human being, I suffer because someone has let me down. Somebody didn't keep their promise, or even worse, somebody betrayed me.
当有一个人去对唔住你或者背叛你嘅时候，令你好失望。
And you know, as a sinful human being, when somebody lets you down, yeah.You become unrighteously angry, right?
令到你可能好愤怒。
But to combat that, you need to look at the cross. You need to look at Jesus on the cross.
但系相对你睇下耶稣基督喺十字架上面嘅耶稣基督。
And you'll realize, as your anger is, you're trying to seek revenge for the person who betrayed you, right? But you'll realize that you've let Jesus down.
但你当你去谂下就话，其实我亦都好多次令到神去失望。
And he's on the cross, suffering for you.
但耶稣基督喺十字架上为到你去死。
So then, that might give you the patience to suffer for those who wronged you.
所以亦都令你去谂到嗰啲去错怪你嘅人，你会去点去睇佢咧
？Because the Holy Spirit might convince you.You can be patient because Jesus was patient with you.
对于那些令你失望的人，我们要去对他们有耐性，正如神都对我们有耐性一样。
Yes, maybe you didn't deserve to suffer.
或者可能那些人值得去受苦。
Maybe you did deserve it, we don't know.
或者你其实应该有这些苦难、苦痛，但你自己不知道。
Right, none of us knows the beginning from the end, right? Only God knows.
只有神由起初到末后都知道我哋一生会点样走。
And therefore, by way of reasoning, the only truly innocent sufferer is not you, it's Jesus.
但去到尾为世受苦嘅系耶稣基督。
He's the only one who didn't deserve any suffering.
佢系唯一一个唔需要配得要去受苦而去受苦嘅一个。
Yet on the cursed cross, he's taking your sin punishment patiently for you.
是那个去拿走了你痛苦的那个。
So you can't just look at Jesus as an example for your suffering.
我们要看耶稣基督作为一个痛苦的一个的例子。
You have to embrace him as your savior, your redeemer, your restorer, your rescuer.
你更加要去看他是一个救赎者。是一个复活者。
And then you can conclude. How can you fret? How can you fret under your suffering that's infinitely smaller than what he has suffered for you?
去比起他为你受的苦，你的苦是几小呢？
How can you not say, well, Lord, the least I can do is to suffer patiently with my anguish?
咁最得闲到我去学习好有耐性嘅去走过等过呢一个苦痛嘅时间。
Maybe you're not convinced of that.
或者你唔系咁去睇。
Maybe you really think you don't deserve the kind of suffering that has come your way in your life.
或者你觉得你今日有嘅苦难系你唔应该有嘅。
Maybe you think you're really good and you don't deserve what's happening to you.
或者你觉得我个人好好我唔应该有呢啲嘅嘢。
And maybe you've already concluded, how can anything good come out of this bad situation?
怎么会有好的事走出来呢?
That's what all the people around the cross thought as they looked up at Jesus when he was dying.
就是那些站在十字架上面下面去看的人,他们每一个人都是这样想。
They couldn't understand what is going on. Why this good man? He's dying.
他说这个人去死了,那又怎样呢?
This doesn't make any sense. That's what they thought, right?
好像都不 make sense.
He's a great man. He healed people. He saved people. He helped people.
他去帮助人,去医治人。
And I can even hear Jesus crying out on the cross like God's abandoning him. How can that be?
甚至在十字架上向神去呼求,
That's what they thought.
As they looked at him,
they thought this doesn't make any sense. The suffering.
他觉得这些一切的苦难都好像对很多人来讲都没意思。
They couldn't make any sense out of this horrific scene. And they went away and hid with their faces down to the ground.
这些人去走了去,去躲起来。
They scattered. They could not comprehend what was happening before them.
他们不明白到, 这一切的意义。
Wasn't Jesus supposed to usher in the kingdom of God? And he to reign and we to reign with him? Right? Wasn't that supposed to happen?
为什么会有这样的事会发生呢?
And they could not comprehend the greatest act of love, redemption, and wisdom ever. They could not understand that.
但他们不明白到这个就是其实一个救赎,一个爱的一个行动。
And we too have trouble comprehending that.
我和你都可能不明白这些东西。
When we treat God as our boss, and not as our heavenly Father.
而看不到是我们的天父。
And we too struggle with our unbelief and fret and worry about the suffering that we're experiencing.
而我们去看不到这一切的东西。
But there's a plan. There's a plan for the world recorded in the scriptures.
根据这个圣经,这一切都是一个计划。
And just read the Bible. The whole Bible tells you why Jesus suffered.
你去看这个圣经时就明白到为什么耶稣基督要去受苦。
And God has a plan for you as his child.
去看看这个孩童。
To be part of his kingdom building.
这孩童成为这个天国建造的一个人。
I don't know what that is. I don't know the reason why you're suffering.
我不明白到为什么你会去受苦。
But the scriptures make absolutely clear, it isn't because he doesn't love you. He's your heavenly Father.
他不是说他不爱你。
And he proved that as he sent his son to plunge Jesus into your groaning so that he will bring you ultimately into his glory.
他将神将耶稣基督放在我们的痛苦里面,好使有一天我们同神一起得到这个荣耀。
Father, I know some of my friends here are suffering badly.
主要我知道在座里面有很多人都有很多的痛苦。
As we consider the wider scope of people in the world, there are people hurting in a big way today.
在今天世界上面有很多受苦的人。
Oh Lord, we pray that we be handling our suffering the way Christians ought to.
主要让我们看到了一个基督徒,早期教会的人怎样去受苦,我们从中可以明白。
And when we do that, Lord, people will start to take notice and inquire about our faith.
因为我们所做的,令到周围的人可以会好奇,而去探索这个基督教。
And that's a natural way, Lord, of proclaiming the Christ to a lost world.
是一个很自然的方法,去这个失落的世界,去见证你。
And so I pray, Lord, you'd give us the strength today to handle our suffering in a way that pleases you, to be willing to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus. Our suffering pales in comparison to what Jesus suffered for us. And so may we ponder that today.
主啊，求你今日帮助我哋。
May we give that blessed hope that you will restore all things and make all things new to a world that needs to hear that.
好似一切能够得到复活,
that sees all the crumbling.
见到这一切去堕落,
that sees all the decay and the violence that's happening not only around the world, but around the block.
我们看到这一切的破碎，这一切的破坏，在周围这样去发生。
Oh Lord, 主啊, give us that peace that surpasses understanding today.
去让我们去看到，能够有这个平安。
So that we can bring glory to your name and enter into your glory as we suffer. We can do that knowing that the suffering is temporary. That there's something in store for the believer that's much better. Lord, may we be bold to pray, Lord, come quickly today.
让我们能够去祈祷，祈祷你尽快的再来。
Come, Jesus, for your people.
主啊，求你去尽快的来到。
We ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。 去回应刚才的讲道，我一起去唱这个诗歌，当试炼。